Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Yes, you're here, pretty lady, again. I plan to put a new intro up, but it on Tuesday, on October the 29th, just want to let you guys know that Scarborough will release a new album on his birthday on October the 29th. So congrats to him. Chit-chatted with him a few hours ago. He's super excited. He's doing a lot of work in school and preparing to release this awesome album, I'm sure, on his birthday on Tuesday, October 29th. So happy early birthday to you, Scarboy. So that's Pretty Lady. I was his muse for that song. So, you know, I'm forever grateful for that. Wow. It's been maybe 4 weeks since the last broadcast. And also I have a new show premiering on Friday, Culture Shock Entertainment Live presents right here on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic will be Halloween, the history and popularity of Halloween. You should be able to call in, chat with me, and all that good stuff on Friday during this premiere of the new show, Culture Shock Entertainment Live presents. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports still exists, and also Culture Shock Entertainment Presents on Springer still exists also. But it's like a different, it's a different concept, more in depth. I'm a history buff, so it's pretty much like my version, I guess, of talking history and talking things that my listeners and I really discuss often in person and throughout social media. Facts. We're one thing about my friends from my childhood, my new friends, online friends, we are fact speakers, listeners of this show, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and thank you guys for your support since March 21st, 2011. Also revamping this show. But you guys, we're fact speakers. Let me post something that's just not on record properly, and I am quickly corrected. Same with my friends. If I see something that, wait a second. And that's good. We have each other's backs. We keep each other on our toes when it comes to facts and on important topics that we might be experts in regards to history or the origin. That's really important. So, Culture Shock Entertainment Live Present is, you know, it's going deeper in depth, you know, discussing topics, the origins of topics. Pretty much like Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but more in depth, basically. But thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for your love and your support. Please email me at Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT, _Beth@yahoo.com. Let me repeat. Don't you hate it when people zoom through and then you don't get a chance to write it down or memorize it? Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. Also, you can email me at my personal name, Miss MS Bethany, BETHANY, C Williams, the C and Williams, WILLIAMS @gmail.com. Yes, I'm sharing that one. Miss MS Bethany, BETHANY, C Williams, WILLIAMS @gmail.com. And thank you all. And then, you know, thank you for connecting with me in person and through our Messenger and DMs and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. It's been a minute since I linked into my LinkedIn, and whenever I link in to my LinkedIn, and I'm usually consistent, so my apologies to my LinkedIn connections, but I'm creating a new password. I've been having a little trouble, so don't fret. I'm going to do my best to log in today, because my LinkedIn friends connections are just amazing, and I always get so many invites, and I like to really follow up with all of my social media friends, and you guys know that, those of you that send me messages from the shortest high to amazing news about what's going on in your area, are sending me things that you believe I should share on the podcast or share on my page, or, you know, to start a discussion, or things that you know that I'm really into. Thank you for thinking of me. I mean, there's one particular Facebook friend named Barton. He sent me the coolest videos. And the videos that I share with you guys are only just like the tip of the iceberg, to be honest. And I'm quite sure most of you enjoy those videos that I do post, because he sent me some amazing, amazing videos, from music to documentaries, you name it, just amazing topics, groups I've never heard of. My former manager, friend Sandra Petro, she's good at sending me amazing music videos also. Green Day are like one of her favorite groups. And then Zev Zimmerman, my amazing friend, who's a music historian here in Mississippi in the Deep South, own many clubs, and also help many dance clubs, rave clubs get established, electronic music clubs, I'll say that way. And he is one person that you guys should connect with too when it comes to the know of international electronic music, and just his stories are amazing. But I know, breaking news before going on the air, praying for our friends and exits. 39 bodies found in a semi trailer, and a 25-year-old is said to be in custody, and they say it's the reason murder. When I first seen the story, many of my Facebook friends and those on the page that presented the story that I first seen it on, people wonder what happened. Is it accidental? Was it, what was it? Was it murder? Then I see on ABC's News Now, a 25-year-old is in custody for murdering like 39 bodies. And I believe many people escaped in a semi-trailer, it looked like an 18-wheeler truck, just from what I've seen. Wow. Sad enough, yesterday evening, we received the sad news of Cupcake's body being found. And I seen her press conference live. I had seen it when it was breaking news and this police was talking about it. And I had hoped it wasn't bad news, or that maybe they had, like many of you had hoped and prayed that they would find her safe somewhere. But I had watched a portion of the police, their original press conference, and then the press conference that they held with the parents. I seen the entire portion of the father's response and the reason why he shed no tears, and he really would like to talk to the boyfriend. And I mean, it's just so sad. And he discussed how his child's body was so decomposed where he really couldn't identify her the way he would have liked. That they had to go by DNA. And there's so many other cupcakes out there, babies to grown adults like you and I, many of us. And right here, so many of my friends in law enforcement, they work hard with human trafficking cases. We have a missing 24-year-old right now here in Jackson. I know my friends in law enforcement had shared in their human trafficking group and on their page early yesterday that a young lady was missing. I wasn't quite sure of her age, but thank God the news channels are broadcasting she's missing too, because pretty often hear about missing people locally, but they don't see the stories on the news. Maybe they're found safe. I don't know. Maybe not. But thank God, I hope we find this 24-year-old millennial safe also. Human trafficking, I've been in shock that it's such a big thing right here in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, where I'm at. And the law enforcement do their best to warn us. When I used to see, like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I would see like task force out. But me, goofy me, when I would see like detailed security, I would think, oh, we must have a national, international dignitary in town, or a big event is happening for like a local dignitary, a public figure. And then I would mention it to other people. I have many friends in law enforcement, and people related to people in law enforcement. And so I would like mention it just in mere conversation. Oh, I seen high end security, along with local police and security out. And then I would ask what dignitary was in town. I don't recall seeing anything on the news. And then they would tell me, back to me, Mississippi, Jackson is in the top five of human trafficking. I've seen how homeland I've seen homeland security in the DEA and MBN, when it's like downtown, when there's bomb threats and are like at Union Station, where Greyhound and Amtrak and local bus are located. I've seen setups for drug bust and maybe bomb threat, which made me feel like I'm in a scene of CSI Miami or something. But then this, when I see the task force out, I would think, oh, it must be a dignitary. And then when my law enforcement friends and friends related close to law enforcement would correct me and say that they were not prepared for a dignitary or a big visit in Jackson, those law enforcement officers, sir, that you witnessed were part of the human trafficking task force. And I know it's a serious case. I know it has been happening all around the country. When I lived in the, you know, in north of Dallas in Texoma, I thought it was maybe a bigger situation, close, like in border cities. But I guess not. Maybe I watched too much of America's Most Wanted. You remember that? I mean, when John Walsh would talk about certain stories, it always seemed to be like border cities. But now, just like with bomb threats and other situations, mass shootings, human trafficking happens in smaller cities and towns. And so that just amazes me, but it amazes us in a serious way. We all need to be careful, look out for the babies, look out for each other, grown-ups. Then, look, can't even trust close relatives and friends. This is Cupcake's mother's boyfriend. Sad situation. So sad that, you know, we always have to, sleep in this. This is a culture of sleeping with one eye open. One eye open culture. Yeah, is it like this coronet? Sleeping with one eye open culture. I'm 51. When I was a little girl, I would not have dreamt that situations would be occurring like it is occurring now. When that story broke just in the past hour about the 39 bodies in the truck, so many Facebook friends were so shocked, like, Lord have mercy, what is the world coming to? So those are like gloom and doom, sad stories. The 39 people that they have found and any others, rest in peace. And I hear some escaped, so sending much love and power out to them also to keep the strength and what they, to find out what really happens is going to be something. Sending love out to Cupcake's family and loved ones and all of us have been concerned about that situation, and also sending love out to those right here in Jackson, Mississippi, who's concerned about Genesis, the 24-year-old who is missing. I hope she's found quickly. And there's a quote that's been floating around on social media, and I posted on my page also. Happiness is the new rich. Inner peace is the new. I think even Oprah even shares this. Happiness is the new rich. Inner peace is the new success. Health is the new wealth. Amen to that. And kindness is the new cool. And health is the new wealth. Because without health, how can we do the things that we need to do? I remember watching Diana Ross once on the Oprah Show. She and all her kids and grandkids were on Oprah Show. You guys probably remember that. It was before the end of Oprah. And Diana Ross, Oprah asked her, what did she value? Like, what are the top things she valued in life? And she said health. She said, without good health, how can I continue to work and continue to do the things and being there for my family and providing for my family, which is a good point. So, yes, so I pray for all of us, near, far listeners, Facebook friends in real life. We pray for improved health, good health, so we can live the longest and as healthiest lives as we can. Also, I'm sending hugs and prayers and love to my own family. My mother's youngest brother, my late mother, you guys know my late mother who passed away on December 4th, 2017. Her youngest brother's birthday is on November the 2nd. passed away on Sunday, retired veteran, Air Force veteran, retired from Keesler Air Force Base, died in the veteran's home on Sunday, and his memorial will be on Monday. So sending much love out to my cousin, Tiara, who's based in Killeen. She's retired from the Army and Air Force. I'm pretty much from a military family. Most of my uncles, if not all my uncles, were in military. Male and female cousins served military. My late brother served military. I served in junior ROTC. That's my military experience. Eighth and ninth grade, I was a major, and I loved being in ROTC, and many of the things that I learned in ROTC, it's still in my memory, and I still do. You know, that's amazing. Amazing. So any of you kids in school, if you're considering allowing them to participate in the junior ROTC program, please do. Even if they don't make a career out of being in the military, it definitely teaches us awesome life skills to carry on until the end, because I'm 51 and I still utilize many of the skills that I learned in 2 years being in junior ROTC. But my uncle, James White, amazing uncle, amazing friend, loved talking with him. I pretty much grew up close with Tiara because we used to always travel down to D'Iberville to Biloxi. Hadn't seen her in ages. My uncle, years ago, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And you guys know how much I've always been a big lover of Ronald Reagan. So, yes, many of you that only pretty much know about Alzheimer's through Ronald Reagan and others. But many of you do have loved ones that had Alzheimer's. So many years ago, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. I have an aunt that has it, and she's turning 92 soon, but hers is still in early stages because when she and I together, her memory is perfect. But my Uncle James always been amazing. I love talking with him about his military life. Keeping up with the family tree when I was a little girl, what is so popular nowadays of Ancestry and many other of these companies, even a popular TV show regarding finding our roots. My uncle, who is Mormon, I'm not sure if he remained Mormon, but last time we spoke, he was still Mormon. But one thing that he taught to me about was, and I'm one that loved to know our history. Aunt Chris, my mother, some other uncles and aunts, and Uncle James especially, always stressed the importance of knowing the family tree. And so it's really a big deal. People get family tree kits for their birthdays and Christmas nowadays. But when I was a little girl, Uncle James used to say, document and learn as much about our family history as you can. You know, and document it and everything. Get it. And each time he would see me or talk to me, he would ask me if I've been documenting and keeping track of family new information and more information regarding the family tree. Love talking about his military life. From the Philippines, and he met and married her, and they always remained very close. So she passed away in the 90s, and amazing. But talking about his military life, talking about politics, he and I had amazing discussions on politics. But I have this information post, those of you that would like to see more on Facebook and on my Twitter. Also, I've been working amazingly with Canvas America based in D.C. They set up a state office. It's the Mississippi GOP office. It's one of the Mississippi GOP offices. And so we've been having a great time campaigning, canvassing, talking to the people here in Mississippi regarding the importance of voting. And many of you, just like in the state of Mississippi, are voting on November 5th. We have all elections are important. We have like major top job that we're voting on here in the state of Mississippi. Governor, Lieutenant Governor, State Treasury, Attorney General, Hines County Sheriff. Wow, we have Hines County Supervisors. You name it, we're voting for them, really, seriously. Lumumba, our mayor, he has the City of State address on tomorrow evening here in Jackson, Mississippi. So you guys might be able to watch that on Facebook Live if you're not here in Jackson, to be able to attend. Even if you're here and can't attend, usually they post meetings and speeches on Facebook Live, the City of Jackson. Because, you know, I find interest to know what's going on throughout the country, like what's going on in Chicago with the teacher strike. I mean, go ahead. I mean, what's the problem? Well, I know yesterday morning I watched a press conference with the teachers, and they said that the mayor said that there's no money. And, you know, so they're going to get back to work without a complete contract. The teachers were like, oh, no way. I was so happy to see presidential candidate Liz Warren step out there. I'm shocked that many others have not stepped out there on the forefront with those teachers. Chicago, I don't know what number that school system is in the country, but you guys remember those teachers in Oklahoma strike maybe a little over a year ago. But it's important for us to watch what's going on in Chicago, because that is really setting the mode for what happens throughout the country and throughout the world, especially throughout the country here in the United States. So it's important to take interest in what's going on and listening. I listen to what the teachers are saying, some of the things, the basic needs that they need, like a nurse, not just one day a week at the school. A nurse, whenever the school is open, a nurse should be there. You know, certain programs that they need to effectively educate the students. You know, and the list goes on and on. So special ed kids, special ed teachers, I mean, what's the problem? Give them their raise. Negotiate.